Welcome to the Practically Speaking Mom podcast. I'm Val Harrison, the Practically Speaking Mom. I'm your fellow intentional mom friend walking this parenting path with you each week. Being intentional isn't easy, but it sure is worth it. Galatians 6:9 says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." So, my intentional parent friend, let's get going with more intentional right now. Welcome back, mom friends. So glad to be with you here today. And, you know, I get feedback from a variety of people, so I know it's more than just moms on here. We have some dads, some grandparents, some intentional aunts and uncles. We've got teachers and therapists that listen to this podcast looking for some practical nuggets of, you know, maybe it's scenarios that take place, how to deal with them. Also principles behind the actions we should take as intentional parents. And this series really does hone in on some of those principles behind our actions. This series, Clarity for the Mission of Parenthood, or Clarity for the Mission of Motherhood, is about identifying what are those underlying principles that can keep us on course when life is complicated. Every family life is so complicated. There's so many moving parts. Each individual person has so many unique needs, issues that they need to work through, you know, imperfections in our character, as well as injuries to our heart that, if left undealt with, can fester and become bigger issues, maybe that begin impacting our relationships, principles that drive their decisions. So that's where we're focusing in this series. To do that, I need to start first with some preliminary setup, okay? So I want you to think of, you know, you may literally want to take some time doing this, moms, when you have a minute, which is probably not now, because at the moment you're probably washing dishes or driving down the road or taking a walk or coloring with your kids. I don't know. You're doing stuff that makes you busy. I know I listen to podcasts while I'm putting on makeup and getting ready. So I don't know what you're doing, but your hands probably aren't free. So maybe jot down a time in your schedule where you can do the following action step. And that is, be working on a master list of all the responsibilities you have, the to-do list, the general to-do list of your life. Okay. So that's action step number one. Action step number two is to start labeling those things as one of two things. Is this a heart issue responsibility that I have? Is this a responsibility that impacts the hearts of my kids, my spouse, myself, others? Or is this a temporal responsibility? It does not impact eternity. It does not impact people's hearts. It's just a have to, like maybe keeping a date book or a schedule is a have to item. Figuring out our menu and buying groceries and how are we going to do laundry? There's so many little details of our lives that are fairly inconsequential. They don't have long-term impact on anyone's heart. And all of those issues, if you listen to this podcast for a long time, you know I call those the monkeys that hang out on our backs as responsibilities that we have to keep. And I've also talked to you before, I'll put some links in the show notes to this, that with your monkeys, these responsibilities that are just pesky things you got to get done, there's four different options for how to handle the monkeys. We'll talk about that in a minute. But first, I just want to revisit that you're on an action step of labeling all of your responsibilities as either a heart issue or a monkey. Okay, so we're on monkeys for just a minute, that there's four ways to handle monkeys. You either are going to leave that task undone. There are some things you're not going to get around to on your to-do list, and we have to learn to be okay with that. Be okay with the fact that the to-do list is incomplete. Not everything is going to get checked off, and some things that feel persistent and important, even those might go undone sometimes, and we don't want that to undo us mentally or emotionally. We need to remain stable and recognize, even if it doesn't all get done, we're okay. I'm okay. I'm not going to let that rattle me. Some monkeys don't get done, and it's okay. So that's one thing that can happen with monkeys. The second thing is, maybe it's something I need to delegate. And that's where I always start on my list of responsibilities that are non-heart issues. What of these can I delegate? So that means, is there someone in our family or in our lives who would benefit from learning that task? If it's one of my kids, which is my youngest kid that is capable of learning this task? I don't want to give it to the oldest kid, everything to the oldest child, and then everything falls on them. That's not healthy for them. That's not a good plan. But it's also not healthy for the other siblings who need responsibilities also. All of these chores are opportunities for growth in them of all kinds of ways. So if it's something that can be delegated to the kids and yet keeps a balanced amount of responsibility on the kids, I need to delegate those things to them for their benefit. Yes, it benefits me too, but I need to do it primarily because it benefits them. Like if it's too much for them, then I should not delegate it, right? Okay, so some tasks will be delegated. Some tasks I'm the only one who can do, and I need to do those. So I will either do a task, delegate a task, or leave a task undone. With a lot of these monkey tasks, I need to set up some systems that allow those tasks to go on autopilot. Because the more things we can create systems for, one at a time, you can't set up systems, a million systems at once. That's also, we're kind of setting ourselves up for failure when we do that, because we just can't implement a whole bunch of new things at once. So one at a time, we begin systems for these different things that are repeat things in our lives, so that those things can go on autopilot to free up our mind, our time, our heart space, our mental capacity to focus on the heart issues. Okay. When we do not create systems, then we leave the door open for chaos and overwhelm and stress about non-heart related issues. And that is not what we want to do. The more organized we can get with our tasks and to-do lists, the monkeys, the more we have those under control, the more we are going to do well with the heart issues in our life. So that's one thing I want us to remember. The next thing I want us to remember is that heart matters are worth our time. I will tell you, when I got up this morning, I had lots of monkeys on my to-do list. Lots of things that today needed to be about. I needed to pay some bills, and I needed to deal with some plants and clean out the refrigerator. I needed to do some laundry and change the sheets on the bed. And like, I had this whole list of monkeys that needed to happen today. And yet, heart issues kept coming up. Someone called that God has really put in my life a burden on my heart about that I'm supposed to mentor them personally. And they needed me, so I needed to give some time to that. Rich came to me with a kid issue about one of the kids that doesn't live at home, of a conversation. How do we want to handle this conversation in the way that builds up that child the best? And that took time to have that conversation. And then we had a kid that still lives at home. We only have one left at home, who behaved in a way that needed some attention. And it ended up requiring a good 30 or 40 minutes of Rich and I's time with that child. So all of these heart issues came up, and heart issues matter most. So I want you to definitely hear that today, that as you are seeking to have clarity in your complex family life, that you recognize that everything falls into either a category of heart issue or not a heart issue. And then I also want you to remember that heart issues are worth your time. They are worth sacrificing other things for the issues that come up that are heart issues. And that's the thing about heart issues, is many of them are not scheduled. Those are God moment opportunities, and we need to recognize them as such. They are not an interruption to what today was supposed to be about. They're an interruption to the to-do list, but the to-do list, those monkeys, those are not the primary point of life. So the heart issues that come up, those are not an interruption. Those are God's planned, ordained moments of our day. They are the valuable moments. So when you start to feel frustrated that those heart issues are taking up time, try to adjust your mindset about that as well. That this is a blessing. Thank you, God, that you are at work in this day and you are showing me that there's a heart opportunity here. Because the heart issue is what really grows our kids to be who they were designed to be. And taking the opportunity to work with these heart issues are our opportunity to help our kids' long-term purpose in life. God ordained them with all of these unique aspects about themselves that they have messages for the world that nobody else can have. You know, whether it's one of my daughters is leading worship, they're on a student trip that also was assigned to her to be the worship leader for this trip. That is fantastic heart work opportunity that she gets to be doing. And she didn't get to the spot to be asked to be worship leader without her heart being developed. And her heart being developed is a partnership between God, the parent, the child. The more we're all partnered together on the growth of the heart of that child, the more opportunities they get to fulfill of God's purposes in their life, for their life, the long term, the purposes within our family, the child's purpose to the world, which is a part of the purposes of God's kingdom work for them. How they start to live out more their purposes that God placed in them, the more they are radiating his glory and reflecting how awesome he is. So this is the big picture view of what we want to stay focused on as parents, that those interruptions in your day, when they feel like an interruption, stop and ask yourself, is this actually a God moment? Is this actually an opportunity for heart growth? Maybe what I think is an interruption may actually be an opportunity for me to display to my child that when an interruption comes, I'm going to identify whether it's a God moment or not. I'm going to rejoice that God is interrupting with what matters most right now. And so just as verbalizing the thoughts in your head, the things you're working through in your own heart and how you handle your day is changing the future of your child because you are their number one role model. So mindset, the mindset you have impacts your choices and it impacts your words, and your child is watching both of those things, your words and your actions. So as you have a focus on the right thing, you're impacting their future. So clarity on these responsibilities in life and the moments of your day has a huge impact there. Now, I want you to remember two things as you label your responsibilities in life. That so you're labeling it heart issue or monkey, and you want to remember two cautions. Number one, do not treat a monkey as a heart issue. Do not get super emotionally involved and passionate in an unhealthy way, like in a way that could damage your relationship with your child. Don't get super mad. That's what I'm trying to say. Don't get super mad about a non-heart issue thing. And you might say, well, don't get super mad about a heart issue thing either. And that is totally true. I guess what I mean is sometimes our passion for a moment isn't passion appropriately placed. Like if my child spills milk, okay, because this has happened one time, the child poured milk and it like splattered down the front of the cabinet. And they kind of acted like they were just going to leave it because it wasn't a lot of drips. And yet I know from life experience that milk left on the front of the cabinet is going to harm the finish of that cabinet. So then I say, I need you to clean up the front of that cabinet before you leave that area. And so they grab a cloth to do that with, and they start to wipe up the milk on the top first, on the countertop, because that was more. And then they were going to wipe off the cabinet, right? So in me was kind of stirring up this, no, if you get that all full of milk, then when you wipe off the front of the cabinet, you're actually going to do more damage than help, because you're going to be using a cloth that's full of milk now. So, you know, I'm kind of getting stirred up internally, emotionally, but then I remember that I can identify the heart issue at play here, which is the character issue with my child that they were going to leave that. That is something that I need to care about. But the milk on the front of the cabinet, that's just a logistic I need to deal with in a non-emotional way. That just requires some training. I need to train on something here that I haven't trained on before. So I don't need to pass judgment on their character or whatever, as much as I just need to handle that non-emotional without bringing emotion into it. Now, if it's a character issue that I've dealt with them over and over again, emotion in me gets, you know, desires to be stirred up even more. We've gone over this a bunch of times and here you are doing it again. You know, if it's something like that, then we have to stop and ask ourselves, what is the heart issue at play here? And let's come alongside them in their heart issues. Like I'm partnering with them and with God and helping to grow their heart issues for the strength for their future, and also so that their purposes can shine and achieve what God designed those purposes to achieve in their lives. So either way, negative emotions from me would just get in the way of the point of this moment. Whether I need to make this moment go in a direction of working on their heart and strengthening them for the future, or whether it's just that I need to clean up the milk or train them in, you know, what happens to finish on the front of cabinets, no matter what, negative emotions would only stand to hinder what we want to accomplish in that moment. So this is me just setting up week one. This is part one. We're still in the setting it up mode of our clarity for the mission of parenthood, because really the good stuff is later to come. The good stuff is about something that I and my husband have been focused on for several years now called wholeness. We are on a mission towards the wholeness of my child, wholeness of me, wholeness of my spouse. And what I mean by wholeness, well, there's just a lot I want to get into of what I do mean by wholeness, and we're not there yet. Today was just setting up the groundwork, preparing you for how to deal with the next steps in our series. So I look forward to coming back here for part two with you next time of Clarity for the Mission of Motherhood, or Clarity for the Mission of Parenthood. We're going to see you here next time for that. Before then, I hope you'll take the action steps of make that list, and it can be an ongoing list. You might get a notebook for what are my responsibilities, and then labeling those in either heart category or monkey category. And with the monkeys, remember, your goal is to begin to set up systems that would allow you to go on autopilot there so that your time, your energy, your emotional capacity, your real choices, you know, you have a limit of how many choices you can make in a given day, emotionally, mentally speaking. And if you're making choices daily about monkeys that you do all the time, that is a waste of your limited number of choices. All of those things that are repetitive things in your life, those are the things to set up systems for those. so that you can go on autopilot and focus on what matters most. If you want some more resources that impact this concept, I would encourage you to look at my book, Wearing All Your Hats Without Wearing Out, Finding Focus for Your Family to Be the Masterpiece God Intended. That book and my other books and other resources can be found on my website, practicallyspeakingmom.com. Wearing All Your Hats Without Wearing Out is a book that identifies four hats that we moms wear. Three of those hats are heart issues. One of those hats is the monkeys or manager of the monkeys. That book also deals with how to get your kids to listen the first time, and it deals with time-saving strategies for busy moms. So it's going to have some of those systems in there for how to deal with those monkeys, right? So I'll put a link in the show notes to that book. I will also put a link in the show notes to some of my podcast episodes that help you to put some systems in place. And next time, we will get to move on to part two of Clarity for the Mission of Motherhood. See you then. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Practically Speaking Mom, the podcast for an intentional mom to build a strong family. You can find lots more from me, my blog, books, the six rooms of the Intentional Mom's Home, at my website, practicallyspeakingmom.com. If you found this podcast to be helpful, I would be so honored if you would share it with other people, subscribe to the podcast, follow my blog, and join in the Practically Speaking Mom's online community through Instagram and Facebook. We also have a wonderful private Facebook group, a place where I get to interact with you more personally, where you can share your ideas, you can give your feedback about the podcast, you can ask me personal questions about it, and we can just interact on all different kinds of levels. There's so many wonderful intentional moms in this group, and I would love for you to be one of them. The name of that private Facebook group is Intentional Mom Strong Family. So I hope you'll join that today and let me get to know you. If you think other moms would benefit from this podcast, would you please take a few minutes to leave a review on iTunes so that iTunes will recommend this podcast to moms when they search? I'm looking forward to spending time with you again right here on the Practically Speaking Mom podcast, the place for an intentional mom to build a strong family. See you soon.